conference, so I'll just take a few words, and we have a few last things that we need to deal with. But since this is running out of battery, I'll do it the old analog way. Right, so where do we start? FSCons has now happened for the second year running, which is starting to become a trend. For me, personally, FSCons this year represents something very special. I've been working on this for quite some time, and we've been thinking about FSCons, we've been thinking about free software, we've been thinking about free culture. What we started noticing about a year ago, well, more than a year ago, but it didn't quite fall down for me until roughly a year ago, is that if you look at free software, if you look at Creative Commons, look at iCommons, look at the Budapest Initiative, look at access to knowledge, there are some words that keep appearing. Free use, sharing, improving, distributing. These words appear no matter where you look, or variations of the same. They first started appearing when we started speaking about free software more than 25 years ago. Then they started appearing in Creative Commons not that long ago. Access to knowledge, relatively new still. Then we branched out the Creative Commons to find Scientific Commons. And we had a lot of different branches that suddenly started to enam and use the same terminology. That's why this year for FSCons, I found it incredibly interesting to actually bring these different branches together. So it is so obvious when you look at it, when you read the texts, when you look at presentations, and you start thinking about it, it's very clear that all of these share something. They share a common philosophy. And this intersection between the various groups, between the various areas, the various domains, is what I find very interesting, and this is where I think we will see a lot of activity in the coming years. As part of FSCons this year, we also attempted to make a quick tour around here on the second floor to have a quiz trail. And we debated for a long time what is actually a quiz trail called in English. Is it actually called a quiz trail or something else? We settled on quiz trail ultimately because we had some version in German, which I can't actually pronounce even. But it has something to do with schnitzels. And we had the Swedish words, which is, yeah, tipspromenad, which also, yeah, it's not really easily translatable. And even our resident Americans couldn't translate it. So we ended up with quiz trail. The last question here was, I put the binder out in the hallway and said, please guess how many lines, how many characters of code is in this binder? It was very, very interesting to look at the results and look at what each of you answered, those of you who participated. And I started wondering, why does so many people reply between 1.5 million and 2 million, 2 million two? Until I realized that if I just looked at the binder and I picked a file name from the binder, entered that into the Google, and then downloaded the first package I saw, and yes, that did WC minus M on the source tree, and I came up with 1.8 million, or 1.7, 1.9, depending on the version I downloaded. I didn't make it that easy for you, though. I actually picked parts of the source tree, not the entire one, so the answer was not exactly to specs. But it was not that far off. We have one winner, who will get a very fashionable diploma to show to the world very proudly that he was at FSCons, and he is the winner of the FSCons 2008 quiz trail. That person is actually not from the Nordic countries, which I find also very, very interesting. That also shows on a very interesting aspect of FSCons, branching now even beyond the Nordic countries and getting some people here from other places. So, the winner of the FSCons 2008 quiz trail is Georg Kinsberger. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Hey, yeah. And please show it to the wall.
Thank you.
Plenty of pictures. Now then, while we've had a fun part out of the way, we'll still continue having fun, I hope, but I will hand it over to some of the people who've been instrumental in actually making this conference happen, and who's been dealing with a lot of the grunt work that was needed just to get you guys here, and to get you to actually have food, and to have all access to all the facilities. So, first speaker, please welcome Stian Rødvin Eide.
Last year, we started out with a nice little free software conference. It was organized by the Free Software Foundation Europe. And actually, many people still refer to FSCons as Free Software Conference Scandinavia. But we think that's okay, because free software is still included, and so is Scandinavia. Although we have tried to expand. But the thing is, free software is about so much more than just software. It's about communication, about giving people the equal opportunity to interact in the digital sphere. It's about sustainability, about recycling code, and about recycling hardware with lightweight distributions. And ultimately, it's about democracy. It's about putting the digital infrastructure into the hands of the people and not in the hands of governments and big corporations. The core values that has made up free software has since been picked up by other movements, and among them Creative Commons and Wikimedia. So it was a natural step for us to work together, and as such we had to change the name. Free Society Conference and Nordic Summit, it was at first just a dirty hack on the acronym, but it turned out to fit our vision rather well. Next year we might change the name again, but it will in any case be a continuation of what you have experienced this year. Our vision for FSCons was to make it into a kind of social space where movements and people and ideas and expressions can meet to challenge one another and to complement one another. I think that we have succeeded at least partly in this, and I won't mention anything about all the things that have gone wrong, because maybe you haven't noticed it as much as we have. But if you do have any complaints, we would be very happy to hear them, as well as any suggestions or compliments. We hope you can help us make FSCons even better next year by filling out the questionnaire, which you can find either by the entrance here or at the reception desk afterwards, before you leave. So I will also say that we would like to thank all the volunteers who have been working very hard to help us with it. And I will leave the word now to Henrik Sandklef.
Yes, I promise to be 10 seconds. I'm probably already breaking it. Now, I think. Some things that really made it, because it's been a hard work, it has. We've never been unfriendly towards each other. I don't think so. Seeing Mike here, who's taking a photo of me right now, seeing the names come in, seeing the staff coming in, but seeing the guests registering, that has been the greatest. But Inge seems to be busy on his computer. When you phoned me up and said, I want to do an OpenStreetMap lecture, then I said, this is going to be so great. Your energy, Inge. Thanks.
I'm usually not known for being able to yell, so if someone
some of you don't hear me.
I can solve that problem now.
Oh, that's great.
It works. Over the past 2.5 days, many people have actually complained that they don't understand when I speak. A, because I speak too fast, and B, I talk too low. And then usually what I say doesn't make any sense because there's three different sets of grammar in my head. Two of them fit one another rather well, and then four is English. And I just noticed that there's four people of us that have worked on a best one so long, and two of them have given rather nice, ideologically very amazing sum up, so to speak, of our way. And Henrik has thanked most of you, so I assume, because I'm the last, you assume that I'll give the amazing word, or we release you with a, I don't know, something that you'll ponder on your way home. I have to disappoint you on that, because I'm, as far as I can tell, not only the youngest on the team, I'm also the only one who's not from the Nordic countries. I am, as most of you probably know, I'm from Germany, so there's usually only two things on my mind. One is soccer, or football, as people in Europe call it, and the other one's beer. I'm actually going to tell you how this beer got here. The idea to get free beer was actually born in, I think it was June, when I learned of free beer for the first time. And I said, we have to have free beer. And then Henrik, being the most optimistic one on the team, said, we'll never make that. It's going to take half a year until they're fully brewed, and then we need to get the bottles. That's how it's going to work. So we forgot about it. Then Henrik went on vacation. That was my chance. So we came back to the idea of actually getting the beer. And we got it all figured out. I started making contact with the brewery in Denmark, which is actually called Skansbryggeriet, I think. On some of the bottles, it actually says on the back. And they said, yeah, that's no problem. We still have some in stock. And just tell us how much you need. And if you want a special version, we can make that as well, as long as you tell us 90 days in advance. Well, usually that's not a problem, but you just remember things, you have your calendar, and then you write a note. So, and then around 3 weeks before the conference, I found a note on my laptop that said 90 days before the conference, order beer. After a quick calculation, I think it might be a bit tight. So I sent an email to the brewery and said, well, you know, guys, we don't need a special version. Do you have anything left? And they say, no problem. And then we actually set out and started thinking about how much beer we actually need. We came up with a rather high number, or I thought anyway. And I sent the email back to the brewery and thought, well, they're going to answer, so I don't need to have a further note or anything in my mobile. I think it was around 12 days ago. I discovered there was something missing in my inbox. And that was the answer to my mail. So I then called the brewery, which is in Denmark. And I'm sure most of you have probably seen a small clip from the Norwegian TV about the Danish language. And no, I will not make fun of the Danish language, because I out myself right here, right now, I actually study Danish. I don't speak it anymore. Oh, I never used to speak it. I only studied for half a year, but I absolutely love the language. One further point, which probably marks me as a German, I actually prefer to listen to Danish people, or like to listen to them anyways. And amazingly enough, I called them, and it all worked out. And then there was only one small problem left, and that's getting the beer here. So I actually recruited parts of my family, which I actually hear. My brother is sitting over there, because he usually doesn't like listening to me anyways. That's why he moved to Taiwan, because I can't call him. And my mom was probably not here right now, and they actually flew to Copenhagen, and we met in Copenhagen, and then got the beer here ourselves, literally. We got a car in Malmö, drove to the brewery, and then, let's just say, we didn't tell anyone at the border that we have beer in the back. Nobody asked either, so we didn't lie. And then we brought it back here, and now it is nicely stored in the kitchen. And as you can see behind me, we actually do still sell it. There's some cool bottles, as in cool down, you can drink them right away. And we also sell the whole cases. I have to say I rather enjoyed all the static, which I'm really not used to anymore. And over the last 8 months, since I've actually been working on the Vestons, I've kind of grown away from beer. I noticed 2 weeks ago that I've spent so many nights mailing with speakers from the US, as Mike, for example, or people in Asia, or John Phillips, who sadly couldn't make it, that there was simply no time to go out anymore. So I usually tend to drink, I don't know, three, don't listen to those, you know, three beers or something, and then, well, then the night gets started. Now I drink one, and I feel full, and I open the other one because I think, well, maybe it gets better. And then after half of the second beer, I usually fall asleep. I just hope that it doesn't take 8 months to recover from FSCons, because it has been a very interesting journey to actually transform this very amazing free software conference from last year and taking it one step further to include Wikimedia, which I have to, want to thank at this place for their help, and Creative Commons. There's one other thing that I have, and the only one on the team, is that I actually moved here for Creative Commons and then integrated in the Free Software Foundation Europe team to make FS Commons what it has been over the last 2.5 days. And I think it has been an amazing ride, and I think the last 2.5 days have been amazing. And I want to thank everyone, regardless what brought you, if you're a visitor, if you gave a speech, if you're a sponsor, if you were a volunteer, if you just happened to be in the room and have to listen to me now, because otherwise, you know, people would notice that you're here. I just want to say thank you, thank all of you, and I hope to see you next year. And last thing, I hope that you all go home with a beer in your hand. Thank you.
So, the message was not clear. This is not FSCons anymore. It's not pre-FSCons now.
Yeah.
We are in preparations for next year. Welcome back.